John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace. The opening words of today's second reading. It seems that almost as soon as we hear the word resurrection, we begin to hear the word church. John to the seven churches. Resurrection, church, they go together. Without the resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that comes with Christ's death and rising, there can be no church. But it is equally true to say that without the church, there would be no resurrection. Without the fellowship of the church to sustain our belief when we, like Thomas, are full of doubts, there would be no resurrection. Without the testimony of the church to what was from the beginning, as the first letter of John puts it, to what we have heard, to what we have seen with our eyes, to what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, there would be no resurrection. Resurrection is abroad in the world. Resurrection is a reality in the lives of men and women only because down the ages there has been a community of believers who proclaimed the resurrection and lived the new life of resurrection people. Without that community of believers, without the church, no one would have heard the good news that God has raised Jesus from the dead and in him gives eternal life to all who believe. From one community of believers in Jerusalem, there quickly sprang up churches in every major city of the Roman Empire, including those seven churches that are in Asia to which the book of Revelation is addressed. The good news of the resurrection of Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, spread quickly through the known world. But the church did not bear witness to the resurrection without cost. As we heard in this morning's story about Peter and the apostles, who are, within weeks of the resurrection, already in trouble with the authorities for witnessing to Christ. And we know that proclaiming Christ crucified and risen ultimately cost those first apostles their lives. But the powers of death could not prevail against the news of the resurrection. That light shines in the darkness like the Paschal candle in the darkness of Holy Saturday night, and the darkness cannot put it out. And it is still true today. Resurrection and church go together. Without the resurrection, there is no church. And without the church, there is no resurrection. To us in our time and place is given the ministry of proclaiming the resurrection, of living the new life in Christ, so that resurrection may not die. And for us too, living resurrection is not without cost and persecution. For us, it may be only the persecution of society's indifference to our religion, or our loved ones dismissing as irrelevant to their lives something we love and value deeply. But for Christians in places like Sri Lanka, as we saw last week, or Nigeria, the cost is infinitely greater. It may seem strange of God to commit such an important ministry to such a motley crew as the church was then and as it is now. But that's the way of it. The Holy Spirit breathes upon us as it breathed on the apostles in that upper room on the evening of the first Easter day, and blows us out into the world to proclaim and live the resurrection as on Pentecost. It blew those apostles out of the same upper room to confront and convert the world. The church, the ecumenical church, Catholic, its denominational manifestations, its national, regional, and local structures, right down to great cathedrals and little parish churches, is necessary for resurrection to live. Our concerns for the physical buildings of our church, for its finances, its ministry and program, are all ultimately concerns for resurrection. Our organizational structure, our committees, our administrative apparatus are all there to serve resurrection, to keep the word alive in the world. And so it is that today, as in that upper room on the first Easter day, Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit upon his church so that, as John says at the end of today's gospel, so that we may continue to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing we may have life, resurrection life, in his name. Amen.